Shalom to all. Today's after Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are starting near the top at the beginning of the 21st parak. And the Vilna Sur's Daf is at the top of Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph. And today's after sponsor Lila Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, from here till the end of the Masechta, we're not going to be having any Gemara. It's just Halachas, which is basically Mishnayas. And so here goes Halacha Aleph of Perak Chaf Aleph. Middle Adam has Benoiva Evan Biyadoi, Kakalava Evan Mesecha. A person could pick up his son, even though he's holding on to a rock, or he could carry a basket, even though there's a stone inside. This is as long as he's in a chatzar and he's not in Rosh Hashanah. And the reason why this is permitted is because we say that the main thing is the child or the basket. We had explained earlier in the Masechta that the basket had food in it, and therefore we don't look at the basket as a basis l'davar aser, that it has the rock inside, or the son is a basis for the stone that he's holding. The main thing is the kid or the basket with food in it, therefore he could carry it. Furthermore, metalton truma tamei matar v'machulin, a person could carry tamei truma if it's along with tar truma or with chulin. That's because we look at the tar truma or chulin as the main thing here, not the tamei truma. However, if it's only tamei truma, that's muktzah, he's not allowed to carry it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, one could even be mevatel meduma, 1 in 100, and we had explained this previously as well, that we know that when one part truma falls into 100 parts chulin, that's a meduma mixture. However, there's bittel, because all we have to do is remove that one part truma that fell in, and this is going according to Belezer, that when we remove one part from this mixture, we say that it's actually the thing that fell in, and therefore there's no tikkun taking place over here, and that's why it's allowed to be done on Shabbos. According to the Chacham, on the other hand, this is not allowed to be done, because the one part truma that's being removed right now is not viewed as what actually fell in, and therefore it's considered like he's really being metak in the food over here, which would be usar on Shabbos. Moving on to Al-Chabez, if someone forgot a stone right at the entrance of a barrel and he wants to be able to take wine out, so matal tzid avinu efeles, he could turn it onto its side and it falls off and now he can take wine out of the barrel. Furthermore, let's say this barrel is among other barrels, and if he tilts it to the side, he's afraid the stone's going to fall off and break one of those other barrels, so magbia, he can lift it up and move it away, then matal tzida, tilt it on its side, avinu efeles, and the stone's going to fall off. Now this is only if he had forgotten the stone there, but if he left it there on purpose, so it's a basis l'davar aser, and he's not allowed to move the barrel at all. Another din, moish al akar, if there was money left on a pillow, nair sakar v'hi noiflais, he could shake the pillow and they fall off and then he could use it. And once we're discussing a pillow, hois alv l'shleshes, if there's some sort of dirt on the pillow, mekan chum b'smartut, he could wipe it with a rag, however he's not allowed to wash it off with water, because pillows are usually made out of cloth, and if he washes it with water, that's kibus, that's like laundering. However, hois shel ar, that's proper girsa, if the pillow was made out of leather, zain nois nolai maimai shetichla, he could pour water on the pillow until this dirt goes away, because there's no kibos by R. Moving on to Lacha Gimel, Beis Hill tells us, Mavir me'al shulchan atzom suklipin, if there's bones or shells left on the table and they're edible by animals, he's allowed to move them away by hand because they're not considered muktzah, even though Erev Shabbos they weren't in this state. The bone was attached to the meat and the shell was attached to whatever produce it came from and only got this designation as animal food. Now, on Shabbos, that's still no problem according to Beis Hill. However, Beis Shammai says that these things are muktzah and therefore Masal Kazat Tavul Kulu Naira, he has to pick up the entire tablet and shake it off. This tablet was basically a wooden board that they ate on. It was placed on top of the table, kind of like our tablecloth, and this is called tiltel menatzad. It's a non-standard form of tiltel, and he's allowed to shake it off that way, but he can't move it with his hand. Another din, mavirin me'al shulchan peruin prachas mikazayas, a person with their hand can remove crumbs from the table, even if they're less than a kazayas. Humans usually only eat bread pieces that are bigger than a kazayas. And the chiddush over here is, as we're going to see in a moment, since they can be eaten by animals, so they're not considered muktzah. Furthermore, ser shel afun v'shel adashin, you can also remove pods of beans or lentils, even though they're not edible. And once again, it's been a shu ma'achal behema because it's animal food. Another din, svaig, a sponge, im yesh loy ar beis achiza, if it has a handle made out of leather, basically some sort of handle, some mekanchen bay, one can clean with it. Vimlav in mekanchen bay, if not, one is not allowed to clean with it. That's because if it has a handle, so when he cleans with it, it's not 100% that water is going to get squeezed out of it because he's not squeezing the sponge. He's just holding onto the handle. But if there's no handle, then he's holding onto the sponge itself. It's a psik ratio. 100% is going to happen that he's going to squeeze water out of this, and that's a problem. Now, say benkach, whether or not it has a handle, nital b'Shabbos, it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos because it is considered a kli. However, ve'ena mekabel tuma, it's not necessarily mekabel tuma because in regards to tuma, it's not necessarily considered a kli. Hajjalach perak noital, mazel for finishing the 21st perak. Moving right on to Kuf Yud Beis on Beis on top to the 22nd perak in the Masechta, Halacha Aleph tells us chavas shenishbra, a barrel that broke on Shabbos, for example, it had wine in it and now the wine's spilling all over the place. Matzilin u'men and mazin shalosh sudais, he's only allowed to save 3 sudais worth of wine. And he's allowed to tell others as well, go and save for yourselves. He's not allowed to save more than 3 sudas worth because we're afraid that due to the fact that Adam Bahul Al Mamaynai, a person's all worried about his money getting lost, he might just end up fixing the barrel so that all the wine doesn't spill out. But when we tell him, look, you're only allowed to save 3 sudas worth, he's not going to end up fixing it because there's not much more he could do. As long as he doesn't soak it up with his sponge, he has this great idea, let's take a brand new sponge, soak up wine with it, and just let the wine drip into a non-broken barrel, and that way he'll be able to save some wine. The reason why he's not allowed to do that is because he might end up squeezing the sponge, and that's schita. Once we're on the topic of schita, ein tzarich nesaperes lohitz mehen mashkin, no squeezing fruit in order to get the liquid out, because schita is mefarik, which is a toldav dash, which is basically separating two elements. That's like separating the husk from the grain, so it's the same exact thing. And furthermore, vim yatu me'atzman asurin, even if the liquid came out of the fruit on its own, the juice dripped out onto the table, it's usher to benefit from because of gzeira, we're afraid he's going to end up squeezing it. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, im lo'eichlin, if the person took this fruit, for example, he took an orange and he's peeling it, he just wants to eat it, hayotz mehen mutter, juice that comes out of that orange would be mutter because he doesn't want it to come out. He wants each piece of the orange to be super juicy. He doesn't want the juice to come out of it and fall on the table. And if some does, that's considered lo'nichale, and therefore he's allowed to take a straw and slurp it up. However, vim lo'mashkin, if he took this fruit and he wants the juice from it, so hayotz mehen usser, any juice that comes out of it is usser because we have this gzeira, we're afraid he's going to end up squeezing it to get more juice. Another din, similar to squeezing, chalos dvash shariskan me'erev Shabbos, honeycomb that was mushed and squashed erev Shabbos, and v'yatu me'atzman, on Shabbos itself, honey flowed out of this crushed honeycomb, asurin, that's usher to benefit from, that's because we're afraid he's going to have honeycomb on Shabbos that wasn't crushed, and he's going to do the crushing in order to get it to flow out, and that's a problem. Whereas Reb Elazar Matir, Reb Elazar says permitted, that's because since it was crushed erev Shabbos, there's no schita issues, so anything coming out on Shabbos is permitted. On to halacha beis, kol shabbat b'cham b'fnei Shabbos, anything that was in hot water before Shabbos, which means it was cooked before Shabbos, sharon osebchan b'Shabbos. It's allowed to be put in hot water on Shabbos. This is called ein bishel acher bishel. If it was cooked before Shabbos, there's no such thing as recooking it on Shabbos, so it could be put into hot water again on Shabbos. However, v'chol shaloi b'cham b'fnei Shabbos, if it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, so then you can't put it in hot water on Shabbos. However, medichan osebchan b'Shabbos, it's allowed to be washed off with hot water on Shabbos. This hot water is obviously in a kli sheni, so it doesn't have the ability to cook. Chutz, except for the following: min hamoliach hayashan, old salted stuff, v'dagim luchim ketanim, and small salted fish, v'kol yisoy spanim, which is another type of salted thing, shadachasin zuhi gmar melachton, washing them off with hot water is considered their gmar melacha, it's like their version of cooking them, and therefore even washing them off with hot water is aser. Moving on to halacha gimel, shayver adam esachavus loichom menu gregrois, a person's allowed to break a barrel on Shabbos in order to be able to get to the dried figs inside, ovashle yischam lasoy sa kli, as long as he doesn't have kavana to make a kli. He has his closed barrel, he needs to open it up, so he takes a hammer and smashes a hole into it, that's totally fine, as long as he doesn't intend to make a nice Pesach, a nice opening that could be reused, because that's like making it into a kli, making it into a nice Pesach is a kli. Furthermore, ein nikvin megufa shel chavos, the Rabbi Yehuda says, if we have a lid of a barrel that's tightly on it, he can't make a hole in that lid either, because that's like making a kli, or Rabbi Yaisi allows, because it's not the derech, it's not the norm to make a hole in the lid of the barrel. However, Rabbi Yaisi agrees to the following, the lei kabena mitzida, no making a hole in the side of the barrel, because that is the derech, and so no doing this. And furthermore, v'mhaisa nekuva, if it already had a hole in it, lo yitena le hashaiva, no putting wax on that hole, v'mnei shum mareach, because that's considered smoothing. And Rabbi Yehuda tells us, ma'isa b'lefnei Rabbi Yechim and Zakai b'harav, a story came to Rabbi Yechim and Zakai in Arav, v'amayar, and he said, choysha shani lo mechatos, I suspected that fellow's chayva chatos for what he did. On to halacha dalid, noisin l'tav shel sech habar, a person could take a dish and put it inside a bar, b'shvil shehei shomer, so it should be guarded from the heat. He doesn't want it to get overheated, so he puts it into a deep bar. It's nice and cool over there. And the chiddush over here is that we're not afraid of a shvuyei gumos, that he's going to end up smoothing out the floor of the bar in order to make a nice, solid, stable place for his dish. We're not afraid of that. Furthermore, v'samayim hayafim barayim b'shvil sheitzanu, a person's allowed to take a bottle of good drinking water and put it into a bucket of non-drinkable water, and that's going to cool down his drinking water. Now, that's not so much of a chiddush. The main thing is the next part, v'asatzoinin b'chamin b'shvil sheichamu, a person could take cold water and put it into hot water, as long as it's in a klisheni, so that cold water could cool off. And the chiddush over here is that we're not afraid that if we allow this, he's going to end up taking his bottle of cold water and put it into burning coals, and that would obviously be a problem of cooking. That we're not afraid for. Once we're on the topic of water, we have another discussion. Misha nashru kelev baderech b'mayim, a person's walking along the way and his clothing got soaked in water. It could be there's a sudden downpour on him, maybe he slipped and fell into a puddle, so he's soaking wet. Mahalch behen ve'en echoshesh, he could continue walking in them, and he doesn't have to be afraid that people are going to suspect him of laundering his clothing. Now, higiel chatzar chitzayno, once he comes to the outer chatzar of where he lives, let's say, shaitchan b'chama, he could spread them out in the sun to dry, avoloi kenegat ha'am, but not where people could see it, because then they're going to think that he laundered his clothing on Shabbos, and now he's drying them. Now, this is obviously not like the man d'amar, that when there's a problem of Myros ayin, afilu b'chadri chadarim, it's aser, that you're not allowed to do it, even in the most closed off of rooms. This man d'amar clearly holds that the issue of Myros ayin is only where people could see it, and if people can't see it, then there's no problem with Myros ayin. Moving on to halacha, hey, ha'roiches mei ma'aru mei teveria, somebody who bathes themselves in cave water or in the waters of Teveria, this is after the prohibition of bathing was lifted, mistapeg, he could dry himself off, and afilu b'aser lointios, even if he dried himself off with 10 towels, which means that every towel only has a little bit of water on it, lo yavim biyadai, he he's not allowed to bring them back home in his hand. He's not allowed to hold them. That's because we're afraid he's going to squeeze them. Av asar b'nei adam, but we could have 10 people, mistapkin b'loin tazachas, using the same towel to dry off, p'nei midem v'raglayim, they're drying their face, hands, and feet, and v'vien asar b'adam, they can bring this one towel in their hand, even though it has tons of water in it. That's because since there's so many people there, each one is going to make sure the other isn't seichet it, that he doesn't squeeze the water out. And on talacha vav, the last halacha of the perek, sachin u'mamash b'nei mayayin, person had to pour oil onto his stomach and rub it in a little bit, and that's not a problem of refuah. Avoloimus amlin, he's not allowed to rub it in vigorously, no giving himself a deep massage with oil. Voloimus garden, he's also not allowed to scrape himself. This is a standard practice during the week, and that's called ovde dechol, so no doing it on Shabbos. Another din, ein yordan lepiluma, no going down to the Piluma River on Shabbos, and that's because it was very slippery over there. He's for sure going to slip and get his clothing all wet, and we're going to run into schita issues. Another din, ve'ein oisen apik tvizin b'Shabbos, no making and drinking this drink on Shabbos, which basically causes a person to throw up. That's for fua purposes, so it's aser. Another din, ve'ein ma'atunas hakatan, no smoothing out the bones of a child. If a child, even a little baby, his bones weren't straight, for example, he had a spine issue and needed to be set by a child chiropractor, no doing that on Shabbos, because like bainet, if the child was born that day, so anything is allowed to be done to fix him up, as we had learned previously, that we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a mother and a baby, but it has to be only right when the baby's born. This Mishnah is talking about a day after the child's born and beyond, so no doing this because it looks like bainet. And also, v'lo mechzirin es hashever, no setting a broken bone. A person broke their arm on Shabbos, according to Yerushalmi at least, no setting that bone. However, Bavli paskins, the one is allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. And similarly, mishen nifkar yaday ragloi, if a person's hand or foot became dislocated, popped out of the socket, lo yitarfin b'tzoynein, he's not allowed to wash them with a lot of cold water, because that's obvious that he's doing it for refua. Aval roichetsu kedarkoi, he could wash them with a regular amount of water that one would wash themselves with, vim nisrape nisrape, and if it heals it, then that's okay, because it's not clear that he's doing it for refua, it's just a regular amount of water that he's using. Hajjalch perek achavis, mazdar finishing the 22nd perek of Masechet Shabbos, and we're just about to finish the Masechet together with two more prakim in tomorrow's daf, so we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last daf in the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.